What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
South Florida Bulls head coach Brian Hosner, we've been on the Boss Man Show. Coach, good to talk to you, man. How you doing down there in Tampa, brother?
I'm doing well, man. I appreciate you having me on. How are you?
Man, Coach, I'm great. Can't complain one bit. Summertime's rolling today. Got the Braves game tonight, man. With the Miami Marlins, by the way. So just grinding away, brother.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I always enjoy when I get to Atlanta, I try to catch a game. Braves game, man. That whole Battery area is insane. I enjoy it.
You know what's cool about it, man, Coach, this, man, the team stay at the Omni Hotel right there. Say, yeah. It's walk over.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah,
no, you know, no kind of bus gets walk up to the stadium.
Yeah, no, I've looked into staying at that Omni, but, boy, it's about $1,500 a night when the Braves are in town.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
I stay across the street, man.
You're 100%, man. But let me ask you, man, since Arkansas State, man, a great city in Jonesboro, Arkansas, but talk about the success there and moving, having South Florida want to bring you in to replace my good friend, Coach Bill, unfortunately passed away. But so talk about the success you had there that led you to down here to Tampa, man.
Yeah, so I'm forever grateful for my opportunity in Jonesboro, and what we did at Arkansas State in 2 years was special. And, 45 wins in 2 years. Last year, we won 25 games. That's the most in program history. Back-to-back Sunbelt championship appearances, and fell short in the championship. But, I mean, we set pretty much every record in program history. And, a big part of that is we had great players, and I've got the best staff in the country. And so this past offseason, I had a few different schools reach out and went through the process with four or five schools. And I fell in love with the opportunity here at South Florida. I had a relationship with Coach Amir, rest his soul. He was one of the best people I'd ever met in my life. He was very complimentary of me when we first talked. He approached me at the Final Four and talked about how I did in my first year as a head coach. And from him, he didn't know it at the time, but it meant a lot. And so I paid attention to what he had built down here. Won the American Conference in year one, and to the people that knew him, that was not surprising. And so I knew there was a solid foundation, and through the interview process, learned a lot more about how special this place was. And at the end of the day, this is where I wanted to be, and very fortunate to be here.
Yeah, man. And, also a good friend of mine, Brian Gregory, was a coach of South Florida. So just being down South Florida, man, BG's a good, great guy. So the lineage of having you now, Coach Amir, and having BG, lineage of great head coaches down there, and knowing they know how to pick the right coaches down in South Florida, for sure.
Man, I hope I'm going to make them look good. That's the plan.
Oh, I have all the faith in the world in you, Coach. I got faith in you, bro. I got the faith in you, man.
Well, that's because I got your boy down here, Jamie Quarles, man. So, you know, having Jamie on staff definitely helps.
100%. Hey, talk about this, Coach Hodgson, the alignment of the administration with your vision. Because in college athletics, we both know that you need an administration on your side and have your same vision. Talk about the alignment that down there with that to give you resources that you need to help out and win in these tough the American Conference that you're in, man. Let's talk about having that good setup down there as well.
Yeah, I mean, alignment's everything for a head coach. And when we talk about alignment, we throw that word out a lot, but it really is, the all of administration, top to bottom, being on the same page about their goals and aspirations for our athletic department. And we truly have that here, from the president to the chancellor, the vice chancellor, to the athletic director, now interim athletic director, top to bottom. They're all in on one thing, and that's winning basketball games, in football games, and baseball, whatever the case may be. Every sport on this campus, they are invested into. I talk about two things, and that I'm passionate about, and they share that same passion, and that was putting a ring on these young men's finger. And having them leave here with a meaningful degree. And they shared that passion with me. And I knew from the jump, after having those conversations, that this was a place that I could picture myself at and that we could have a lot of success at.
100%. And for any young man listen to us chat today, talk about what you look for in a young man off the court. What values are really important to you and your program that a young man must possess to be a part of the South Florida Bulls that you building down there in Tampa?
Yeah, it's a great question. We spend a lot of time digging into that piece because there's players all over the place, but it takes a combination of character and athletic ability, right? And so, once we identify talent, we take a deeper dive into who they are as young men. First and foremost, I want to be a winner. So we always look at what they do with their high school team and their AAU team. If every time I see them play, they're getting their butt whooped, I tend to turn a different direction. I want to recruit guys that know how to win. And usually guys that know how to win embody a couple of the same traits, right? And work ethic. That's a big deal. You got to be able to work. This program is blue collar as it gets. So you've got to be able to, put some elbow grease in and work and grind. We take a lot of pride in that from the staff down. But also, integrity in who you are, the way they represent their last name, something we speak on a lot. Are you an honest person? Do you have goals and aspirations? Because if I don't want to coach a young man that doesn't want to play in the NBA. Because his work ethic's not going to line up with what we want. And so, when you factor all those things in and combine it with athletic ability, that's what we're targeting. And I'm very fortunate. I think we've got 15 guys here that embody every single one of those characteristics.
And, Coach, how was your summer, man, when you've been first year head coach here in South Florida? How much was it team-oriented things versus individual drills to get them better skill-wise? Because I know you got to cram things in and get ready for November. So how did you kind of manage the time you had them on campus this summer?
It's a great question. We're big on team stuff in the summertime. And again, going back to our recruiting, we recruit guys that we trust are in the gym on their own. We only get, 4 hours a week on the floor, and you've got essentially 15 new guys that have never played together before. And so we need to get them to understand each other and how to play with one another. So we use all four of our hours as a team. And then the guys are getting in here individually on their own. And we're very fortunate to have phenomenal facilities here at USF. And our guys enjoy being in here. And so we've got a group of workers, and we've made a lot of progress over this 8 weeks.
And, Coach, I talk about the strength coach aspect of it well, changing their bodies to get some guys to lose weight, gain weight, showing them how to eat, showing them how to rest, recover, prehab. Talk about how important that piece of it is. You all want to play a long year. You want to be playing in early April in Final Four. So talk about getting them conditioned now for that grind you want to be going on the road to the Final Four there.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a phenomenal strength coach here, Cody Ducketts, who's done a great job with our guys. He's an engaging strength coach and very invested into their physical well-being. But really, it's a combination of him, our dietitian, Jordan, who does a She does a wonderful job. She stays on top of these guys. And then our athletic training staff. And the combination of those three, you know, we've seen some great transformations over the summer. And, you know, we stay on the guys. Like, hey, this is part of it, not just getting shots up, but, you know, we talk about LeBron a lot. They talk about how much money he's spent on his body. There's a reason why he's still playing and he's having a lot of success. And so we kind of ingrained it in their heads, and our guys have done a great job buying into that.
100%, Coach. Like I said, man, your body is your temple. I wish I learned that when I was there.
You and me both, yeah.
Yeah, so now I really care because of what I eat, how I eat, my intake, what I, my portion control, all that stuff that I didn't pay no attention to back in the day. I do it now.
Yeah, I'm still not there yet, boy. If I see pasta, I eat it.
I hear that. You know what's crazy, Coach? You know how many press boxes covering the Braves, covering the Hawks? And you have to have discipline in that press box. It's a buffet line. You have to have discipline in that press box. And a lot of my colleagues are kind of, you know what I mean? I'm like, they don't keep going back for a second. I get my one plate, I'm done.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I've seen the press box, man. They definitely spoil y'all, boy. I've walked in there before and seen the spread y'all get. Matter of fact, I'll admit it. You know, we've been on the road sometimes, and man, I'll walk past the press box and go in there and grab something out of the fridge or a couple of chicken tenders or something. Well, because they got y'all lined up with food.
100%, Coach. And come back here, Coach. How important is it still to get young guys in your program in this whole NIL and portal world when guys only immediate gratification to play right away, but get the mindset of that vision of development and becoming next in the pipeline after upperclassmen leaves? How important is it still to find the right high school young men to bring into your program, even though we're in this whole world of portal and NIL?
Yeah, it's big, right? Like we want to keep the main thing, right? So when in the recruitment process, if one of the first conversations is about money, I'm out. To me, the financial piece is important. Absolutely. These young men deserve to get paid, and we take great care of our guys here. They're well compensated. But I'll say this, you can make, you know, $1 million right now, but if you go play in the wrong system for the wrong coach, that's going to be the most you ever make playing basketball, right? Brandon Miller is one of my favorite stories. Brandon Miller, when Brandon came to the University of Alabama, I signed Brandon Miller, and I recruited him for 2 years. And his final five was us, Kentucky, Kansas, Tennessee, and G League Ignite back then. And we didn't have much in NIL. NIL just rolled out. Alabama basketball, we were a little behind on getting with the times. And so we were the lowest, lowest offer he had financially, at that time. And I don't want to put his business out there, but I'll tell you this. He barely made it over six figures to come to the University of Alabama. And he had $500,000 offers from the four other institutions. And so he left $400,000 on the table to come to the University of Alabama because of the relationship with us as a staff and our style of play. And because of that decision, he was the number two overall pick in the draft. And now he's making more than everybody else that was in his class. And that's where that decision making is so important, right? You see a big kid signed to play at a school that doesn't throw the ball in the post, right? You see a dynamic point guard signed to play at a school that's 350th in the country in tempo. It doesn't add up and it doesn't make sense. So we really take pride in going through all of those things first. And if we're on the same page there, then we get down to what the compensation is going to look like from a name, image, and likeness and revenue sharing standpoint.
And Coach, I know we're coming off Father's Day a little while ago, but how's it cool for you to have your players text you back on Father's Day and special days of the year and say, hey, Coach, thank you for what you did for me in my career and me and helped me be on the right path. How cool is that for you in your business to be able to have young men reach out to you and say, Coach, just thank you for what you did for me?
Man, it's the best feeling in the world, and I'm glad you asked that question because I've got a son. My son's 18 months old, almost 19 months, and he, it's life-changing. But I tell people all the time, I had a lot of sons. This is my first biological son, but I like to think helped raise a lot of young men over the last 18 years. And one thing I'll say is I tell our guys all the time, you don't have to like me today. I'm going to push. I'm going to push your buttons. I'm going to demand greatness from you. I'm going to remind you of why you should demand greatness from yourself. So if you don't like me today, that's okay. I want you to like me in 5-6 years. When you're starting a family, you have children of your own, I want you to call me and invite me to your wedding because you're thankful for the way that I pushed you when you were here. You're thankful that I held you accountable. And so to answer your question, it means the world when you get that feedback. I've got a couple of jerseys on the wall from some of the guys I've coached that are fortunate enough to be in the NBA. And there's three of them that say, I love you on there and next to their autograph. And man, you hear those three words from one of these young men, and it's life altering.
100%, Coach. Also, I want to ask this man, at what point you decided you want to get into coaching? At what point did it trigger for you to say, hey, coaching is going to be my path to give back to the game of basketball in life, period?
Yeah, you know, it's I knew at a young age, to be honest with you. You know, I was never the best player on my team. I was average player at best. I played through high school, played in college, played 2 years of junior college, and, you know, was a rotation guy. But I always loved I grasped the concepts fairly quickly, in my opinion, at least back then. Probably I probably thought I did better than I actually did. But and I enjoyed, you know, setting the tone from a culture and work ethic standpoint on my team. Every team I played on, middle school, high school, college, I was the captain. I took pride in you know, accountability and in setting the standard. And so it was something that I kind of fell in love with at that point. And then I even, you know, started to get into the recruiting process as a player in junior college after my freshman year. I always joke and tell the story. You know, I signed over myself as a player. You know, I went to junior college in my hometown of Jamestown, New York. And so we'd have official visits in the summertime, and my head coach would call me and ask me, you know, if I could host them. I hosted every one of them. And I took pride in getting those jokers to come to Jamestown Community College. And I mean, probably the one I worked the hardest on was a power forward that ended up starting over me my sophomore year. But I was good with it because we had made the team better. And so I love the competitiveness of it. I love the relationship piece of it. And so coaching's always been something that I've wanted to do.
That's one for you, Coach. And get you out of here on this one. We kind of touched about it with food in the press box. What have been some cool food spots for Tampa you and your staff have found so far since you've been down there, man?
Man, that's a great question. Tampa's a great food city. So I could put out a list for days, but I'll tell you, you know, one of our supporters here, the Gonsmart family, has got a great chain of restaurants in Columbia, one of the oldest restaurants in Tampa, with authentic Cuban cuisine, is phenomenal. There's several locations. We'll go out and go there, but we'll order it in sometimes too when I get that itch for some empanadas or their famous salad. But Eulalie's another one. And then recently, if I want something light, man, you make it to Tampa. There's a place on the water in South Tampa called Salt Shack. Got great wings and great fish. And then a place up the street from us called Union is cool. And then I've got to make sure I mention, from an Italian standpoint, which is one of my favorite foods, a place down in Hyde Park, Fort Beachy, has the best pizza I've had in Tampa so far, and has phenomenal pasta. So, man, we could talk food all day long. I could give you, I could point you in the right direction because, you know, I almost left out probably the best steakhouse in the country in Burns. I mean, people travel to Tampa just to eat at Burns Steakhouse. So we're surrounded by great food.
Well, Coach, me and my teammate have a food podcast too. We got to have a food podcast.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we can do that all day because, listen, I'm from Buffalo. So we can talk chicken wings. My friends will tell me, like, oh, man, I had some great chicken wings at such and such spot. Man, there's no – unless you ate chicken wings in Buffalo, New York, I don't want to hear it because nowhere compares. Have you been to Buffalo?
I have. Throws my tail off up there a few times at Bills games.
yeah. Hey, I'm a diehard Bills fan, man. I got season tickets, 50-yard line, about 18 rows from the field right behind the Bills bench. But I love it. I love freezing my tail off up there at the stadium, supporting my Bills. And they're actually coming to Tampa for preseason. So I'm going to
make Atlanta, sure. And Atlanta, too, Miami football, Coach. You got to come to Miami football.
Oh, listen, you catch me. I'll be there for that. Hey, I might be calling you for tickets now. You might have to make some connections for me.
Gotcha, coach. Yeah. Monday Night Football. My cousin's a big Bills fan too. So,
okay.
So my cousin, you get along very well because he's a big Bills fan. His whole man cave is number Bills gear.
Hey, him and me both. You should see my man cave. It's unbelievable. I think I got a helmet in here. So yeah, it's right here.
Oh yeah, I see it. Hey, yeah. But it's going to the red ones this year though.
Yes, the red, which I'm fired up about, man. So. You got to make sure you have you checked out Hard Knocks?
I have.
Yeah, so I'm fired up. The Bills are on Hard Knocks, which is awesome.
Hey, coach, NFL, MLB, NBA, I'm locked in, coach, all the time.
So give me, like, I got one for you, though. Give me your take on the Rays right now. We got a chance to chase down this wild card spot, or are we in trouble?
Look, if the Rays pitching holds up and those bats stay kind of where they are right now, there's a chance because Yankees are coming back to the pack, and so are the Blue Jays. There's a chance.
Yeah. We I threw out the first pitch last week versus the Dodgers. We got a big win against Snell and the Dodgers. And you know, when you can beat Snell and the Dodgers, as you know, the Tampa Bay Rays, that's a big deal. And so Kershaw pitched the night before, actually, his last time ever pitching in Tampa. But I'm a big Rays fan now that I'm here. I'm all in. I'm the Bucks are my number two. You know, I can't let go of my Bills. But it's easy to root for the Bucks because if you remember, the only reason we have Josh Allen is because the Bucks gave us that pick.
Yes, that's correct.
Both teams benefited though because you know, they got Vita Vea off that trade as well. So and then I'm all in on the Lightning, man. I'm done with the Buffalo Sabres. I've done that for too long.
And if here goes your Orlando Magic, Jamal Mosley, a good friend of mine.
Is he okay? Yeah. I root for the Magic. You know, they're close. I don't have an NBA team. We've got 9 active guys playing in the league right now, so I try to support them all, man. And but I'm definitely gonna get over to some Magic games for sure.
Well, I'll see. I do Magic games too, coach. I do the okay. Hawks, the Hornets, the Pacers, and the Grizzlies. So I'll definitely see you over here to Orlando for sure.
Hey, and I'm in Charlotte with Brandon Miller quite a bit. I try to catch his games and get up there and see him. So Steak 48 in Charlotte. You been there?
I have not.
Steak 48. You got to make that happen.
I sure will, coach. I'm gonna email back. We gotta get you on my food podcast with me and my teammate Nick. We'll enjoy to have you to talk some food with us, man.
Let's do it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, coach, it's fun, brother. I'll see you soon. When we come to Atlanta, man. I'm in Florida. We definitely keep contact, brother.
All right, my man. Appreciate you having me on. Have a great day.
Thanks, coach. It's fun.
Yes, sir.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.